Joining us now from New York is Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. He is chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the ranking Republican on the Select Committee on Intelligence. Senator, welcome to Day Today.
Well, glad to be with you.
We've invited you here, and you've been good enough to agree to come on the program because we want to ask you about your proposed constitutional amendment that could be very important for someone who's speaking tonight at the Republican convention. That's the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Even though he is an American citizen, and not to mention a global movie star, the governor was born in Austria, and according to the Constitution, only native-born Americans can become president. You have proposed changing that with a constitutional amendment. How's that going?
Well, actually, we've gotten quite a bit of interest in people all over the country, but we need to hold some hearings on it. We need to start pushing it, because I believe that when the Founding Fathers put that in there, they were so afraid of some royalty coming over here and taking over the country from England or from some other country. You know, we're way beyond that, and frankly, it would be just wrong if somebody who's been here 20 years or more can't run for president when they have all the qualifications.
That's why it's in the Constitution in the first place. The Founding Fathers were concerned about a British prince showing up over here?
Well, I think that's right. I think they were quite concerned about, some outsiders coming in and taking over just because they had the money or the power to do so. Well, now we're way beyond that. And frankly, if you're a U.S. citizen, let's say you were born to an American family serving the State Department, and you spent your first 35 years outside of the country, you could run for president, even though you don't even understand the slightest bit about the country.
But isn't this really going to be known as the Schwarzenegger Amendment? You've brought it up at a point when Arnold was about to run for governor and then did. He certainly would be the most likely beneficiary, wouldn't he?
Well, I think so, but I didn't bring it up with Arnold in mind. I just thought it was the right thing to do now. But I intend to hold hearings on it between now and the end of the year and just see where we go from there. I think there's a momentum building, not just for Arnold, but for anybody who really qualifies, has all the qualifications except that one disqualification under the Constitution. So I think it's time to change that, and I don't think reasonable people would disagree with that.
Wouldn't you need 60 votes in the Senate for this? Isn't it 60?
You need 67.
67, sorry.
67 votes in the Senate.
Two-thirds.
You need, two-thirds vote in the House as well, and then it would have to be submitted to the states, and you'd have to get 38 states or three-quarters of the states to ratify it. It's not an easy process, but I think if people think it through, it's something that literally ought to be changed.
Well, do you get a lot of your colleagues coming up and saying, okay, this sounds good to me, we're going to do it?
So far, not so many. On the other hand, I don't think they've focused on it either. That's why we're going to have to hold hearings on it. And we've been in so many different problems that I haven't held hearings yet. But hopefully we'll hold hearings within the next month or so and just see what happens. And I hope that Arnold will come back and testify, because he's quite outspoken, and he's got a good nature about it, and has a good sense of humor about it as well.
Has he called you up to say thanks?
No, but we're good friends. I mean, I've been friends of Arnold and his wife for a long time. They're really good people.
Senator Hatch, ranking Republican on the Select Committee on Intelligence, chair of Senate Judiciary, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
It's great to be with you, Alex.